Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For more now on the events in Ferguson, Missouri, we turn to Reverend Jeffrey Brown. He's president of the group known as RECAP, Rebuilding Every City Around Peace, which is a national anti-violence initiative. Good morning, Reverend.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. Well, I understand that you were on a conference call with U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder yesterday about the events in Ferguson, and you've been training ministers there. What seems to be the message, would you say, of what's going on there? What's your take on it?
Well, I was on the call with Attorney Holder and Valerie Jarrett, who is at the White House. And two things that I came away with on the conversation was, one, the tone and the attitude of both Attorney General Holder and Valerie Jarrett. And they were very adamant, very determined to see this through and to intervene federally. And then secondly, the fact that they're down there gathering information today is really, you know, lightning fast moves in terms of the Justice Department. I mean, I see that the Attorney General is very serious about going down there to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. What do you hear from the ministers there?
We have some ministers who, of course, from out of town, who are not only participating, but they're also bearing witness to see, you know, if the process is peaceful, number one, and that the police response is appropriate. And what I'm finding is that, in the nights, and particularly last night when they were out protesting, that the police response was rather heavy-handed and harsh. There was a report that the police responded with tear gas, trying to break up a protest because they said that there were Molotov cocktails and rocks thrown at them. There were ministers in that very crowd who have a very different perspective on what happened. They did not see anything thrown at the police at all. And so it was just a chaotic scene. And they're very upset over the law enforcement handling of the situation thus far.
Right. Hence the nature of this dispute, right?
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk a little bit about here in Massachusetts and in Boston. On the one hand, we've got folks saying, well, it wouldn't really get to this point in Boston, most likely, of course, never say never, right? Because look at the way Boston police handled the Occupy protesters, right? Look at the way Boston police handled, some people say, the marathon bombing, despite the debate over the lockdown. At the same time, the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts says that there has been a lot of military equipment that has gone to local and state police departments here in Massachusetts. So, you know, what do you think? I mean, do you think that there's a difference in policing tactics in Massachusetts as opposed to Ferguson, Missouri, based on what you know as a negotiator in both of those situations?
I believe that we're in a different situation in Boston when it comes to policing. You have leadership within the Boston Police Department who are committed to community policing, and they demonstrate that actively. They do what they can to get to know the residents, to understand situations, understand family situations. And so in terms of policing, it's very different from Ferguson, Missouri.
But we're not necessarily known for our diversity in our police forces either.
You're absolutely right. We are making progress in terms of the diversity around policing.
What about President Obama's performance in all of this? You know, many of us here in Massachusetts certainly remember what happened in 2009 when we had Skip Gates arrested at Harvard and the president said police had acted stupidly because he was arrested at his own home. And now 5 years later, some folks say the president has had a rather tepid response to serious racial unrest in Ferguson, Missouri. Is there a big change here on the part of the president's performance?
I don't think there's a big change in terms of his performance. I think he responded appropriately as the president.
What's the main lesson, do you think, from your work that you would tell the folks in Ferguson?
Yeah, I would say to the law enforcement people that they need to not only practice restraint, but really look into community policing training. I would say to the residents of Ferguson, please continue to express yourself in terms of the issues that are concerning you, because they're being heard across the nation.
Reverend Jeffrey Brown, president of the group RECAP, Rebuilding Every City Around Peace, which is a national anti-violence initiative. Thanks very much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you very much.